welcome to The Golfing Mind, the podcast which looks at golf in general and the mental game in particular. Over the past couple of weeks, I've been looking at many different aspects of the mental game of golf as it applies to you, the player. But today I wanted to look at players at the top of their game and going into the US Masters, which is coming up next weekend. So I thought it'd be quite interesting and fun to look at the sort of the top ranked players by the bookmakers and the odd makers, and to give you my picks for the US Masters, simply in terms of their mental game as I interpret it. So this is in no way a definitive analysis. It's just my slightly sort of off the cuff thoughts and reflections on the Masters. The last champion, Masters champion, was Dustin Johnson, who won it with an extraordinary score of 20 under par. Now, they were saying that because Augusta National, they played the Masters late in the year, it was the greens were softer, more receptive, the greens were a little slower, so it made it more susceptible to somebody going very low. But trust me, 20 under par on any course in any conditions after four rounds is absolutely spectacular. So at the moment, the current favourite is Dustin Johnson, who's been given odds of 9-1, which is pretty strong odds. I would definitely put Dustin Johnson as possibly one of the strongest minds in the game. His capacity to stay in the moment, not to be caught up with negative thinking, I think is quite extraordinary. When he was given a penalty for grounding his club in the USPGA event that consequently was deemed to be a misruling and subsequently cost him potentially the opportunity to win it, he took it very much in his stride when he won his first major, and he was then told there may be a penalty stroke because his ball moved in the green. Now, can you imagine you're in the final round of a major looking at your first potential win and a rules official comes up to tell you that you might be getting a penalty stroke based on analysis of your ball perhaps moving on the green? It's quite extraordinary. He then played the remaining holes absolutely wonderfully well. And I think, and this is just my take on it, I don't know Dustin Johnson, I don't think he overthinks. I think he has incredible trust in his swing. And when he is on form, it all comes together. He's an athlete. He's in great physical shape. He's got extraordinarily good coordination. And he has a sort of slow manner about himself. He doesn't talk too much. He doesn't come across as an extrovert. And I think that he is looking very, very good. Next, we come to Bryson DeChambeau. He's the second favorite at 11-1. And Bryson DeChambeau is a man who, if there is a secret to the game of golf, is determined to find what it is. His scientific analysis of all aspects of the game of golf, I think, is fantastic. He studies meteorology. He looks at centers of gravity. He has got one length clubs. He's got the thickest grips in the professional tour. He's bulked himself up to get more turn, more speed. So this is someone who's looked at every aspect of the game, and I have no doubt at all he's examined the mental side of the game. I don't know what work he's done in that department, but I'd be pretty sure he's learned to understand that he needs to be in control. Now, what's interesting, if you compare him to Dustin Johnson, Dustin Johnson's caddy is his brother, and you see him playing, doesn't say much, he just gets on with the job. Bryson DeChambeau always appears to be passing comments after a shot, good or bad. He worries or he doesn't worry, but when he hits a bad shot or a shot doesn't work out, he doesn't appear to get unduly upset. Now, I'm not sure what he's doing internally. None of us can know that. But I do think that his capacity to talk about it to himself or his caddy is a coping mechanism. Lee Trevino was famously vocal when he was on the golf course, talking to the fans, talking to his playing partner, talking to whoever would listen. Off the course, he was very private. He would eat in his room alone. So on the course, the talking was a way of, I believe, managing the nerves. You know, when Lee Trevino won his first, or I think it was his first or second major, and he was waiting to take his tee shot in the 72nd hole, and he had to wait to play the shot. He turned to the audience and said, my caddy's choking, which I just think is an extraordinary thing to be able to say at that stage. So DeChambeau, I think, is someone who also has got very good control of his emotions and has a very strong mental game. Don't let me suggest that anyone in this list doesn't have a strong mental game. Next, we have two players at 12-1, John Rahm and Justin Thomas. I think John Rahm has got that fantastic Spanish fiery temperament. I think he can be very emotional. I think he can get angry, which I've never thought is a good thing. But if it helps him be better than he would be otherwise, then use it to your advantage. I don't believe it does make you better, but I think when he played in the Ryder Cup in the singles match against Tiger Woods, he absolutely was rock solid. And again, I think John Rahm is one of these extraordinary players with great length, great irons, and a fantastic touch in the green. So I think he would be very well worth looking at. We've got Justin Thomas. Justin Thomas won recently the TPC Championship. What a great win, and how he closed it out. His drive at the last hole was within 10 feet of going in the water, and I can't imagine what his poor heart must have been doing. But he is someone who seems to stay within himself, and he doesn't get overwhelmed by the nerves. Nerves affect everybody in the white heat of battle, and when you're coming down the stretch with a chance to win, that is when it's at its worst. But Justin Thomas historically comes from a golfing family. He's played competitively his whole life. He is no stranger to pressure, as none of these players are. And he knows how to win, and having won recently, another good look. Curiously, there's two players at 16-1. That's Jordan Spieth and Rory McIlroy. I love both these players. I just think they're wonderful to watch. I think Jordan Spieth has got a most marvellous putting stroke when it comes together. McIlroy is just a natural golfer. He's just born to swing a golf club. Jordan Spieth has won the Masters, and he's also blown the Masters. Rory McIlroy has blown the Masters. So they've both got a memory of having 2-3-shot leads blown. McIlroy, when he was, I think, 22, in the back nine with a 4-shot lead, then it all unraveled for him. One wayward shot led to another wayward shot, led to another bad decision, and that's often what happens. I would love to see McIlroy win. I really would love to see him win. A little part of me wonders if it has become that sort of niggle in his mind, that thing of self-doubt. And I think that for Rory McIlroy, he needs to go back out and just step up on the tee and absolutely say to himself, I'm going to go out and I'm just going to go for it. Win, lose, or draw. Because I think there's an old saying, you can't win a golf tournament on the first day, but you can certainly lose it. Jordan Spieth, I think, has been coming into form recently, and I do believe that he could do it. I really have a good feeling for him. And finally, two others I'm going to just mention are Patrick Cantlay and Xander Schauffele. I hope I pronounced that correctly. These are two players I have watched with great interest. They conduct themselves in a very nice way. Always seem quite relaxed, fairly smiley, and neither have won a major. And that is a challenge. And for your first major to be the US Masters is just, I think, the greatest of achievements possible. So who should we look out for? Well, if I'm going to give you to who I'd put my money on, I would put my money on John Rahm. And I would then look, and each way bet, I would put DeChambeau, and I would look at Jordan Spieth. I just have a good feeling about them. So we have all this to look forward to. The Masters is such a wonderful event. It's the same venue every year. We know what the holes are going to be. We know what the challenges are going to be. But when it comes down to it, it is a course that can bite you very, very quickly. And I've played a number of golf courses. I haven't played Augusta. But the average golfer can't imagine how difficult the greens are. They really are like humpback switches. Somebody said it's as though someone buried an elephant under some of the greens. I don't know. I generally don't bet on golfing matches, but I definitely am very keen to put a few bets on this. But any of the players I've mentioned, Dustin Johnson, DeChambeau, John Rahm, Justin Thomas, Jordan Spieth, Rory McIlroy, Patrick Cantlay, and Xander Schauffele, I think they would all be worth a bet. And or at least a bet with your friends. Now, what's going to be the winning score? I've got a funny feeling it's going to be 14 under. I don't know why I think that. I think that the course is showing itself. It'll be toughened up for this event, but I think the players are really very switched on with the competitions and the play I've seen recently. So that's just my thoughts. Well, next week we have another interview, and it's going to be a very special guest, David Ledbetter. So please make sure you listen into that. And until we speak again, play good golf and all the best.